Yeah. So it's kind of like every date that I go on so far, even if it's been really fucking bad or good, I'm still making out with every single one of them.
I love that. That's good for you.
Opportunity. I'm gonna make a kisser and I love to make out. I'm gonna make a kisser and I love to make out.
I can't kiss somebody until I, unless I like.
Oh, you gotta like them? You gotta be into them?
Yeah.
What in tarnation?
What in the alien dick is
what
this?
What in the alien dick are children's toys
what
now?
What is this?
What is this? And what man, right, in Target or Walmart or whatever, here you go, Hannah, is not walking past this thing and going,
and thinking,
I am going to put my dick inside of that.
Ew. Oh, yeah. That's totally, yeah.
100% no.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, that's Vaseline get a boy in trouble. I can't even hold on to the dang thing. It's underneath you. I'm so sorry. It's not a squibby.
No, don't be. It's impossible to keep your hand on it. Yeah.
I mean, Lord, I thought it was in the packaging. It looked like Easter basket grass, you know?
Like nice
that's
kids
where my
stuff.
Mind went. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What is the world coming to?
This.
Lord.
Why?
We used to play cook. Like, what did y'all do when y'all were kids? Did y'all, like, go outside and tear shit up?
Yes.
Oh, forts? Yeah. We built forts.
Yeah.
My parents never knew where the fuck we were. We would get on our bikes and just ride.
You had to figure
A little gas station or whatever and just, like, get snacks.
Yeah.
Make a fort somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got kicked off some land.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got kicked off land.
Yeah, there was no accountability pre-cell phones.
No.
I grew up in the 80s and 90s, like I said. And, like,
we had accountability for nature.
Bumfuck Indiana. It was like the fact that it took me until freshman year at IU to get sexually assaulted amazes me. Our parents were just out there letting us run loosey-goosey, free-range rape, just victims in the making. Like, just if it wasn't your uncle, it could be anyone because your parents weren't watching you the 80s.
Really?
And I'm loved. You know, I'm not saying
I had a range,
but boy, oh boy, we could have got smoked, and thank God we didn't. Yeah. So,
Lord, I wish you grew up where I did, honey. You'd have a whole different outlook. But
mine's ended up sunny.
Good. I'm so glad.
What were you doing? I feel like you were doing a lot of performance. There was always something. Well, you were setting up your dolls and doing a whole thing. And
well, I know I didn't really have dolls. I had snake boots. I like to dig in the mud.
Okay.
Forts and do things. But when it was bath time and all, and I put on my nightgown, it had to be a silk matching pretty set. Mm-hmm. You know, it had to be very Best Little Whorehouse. In Texas, that's where I discovered Dolly.
Yeah.
I'm not as much of a Dolly fan as I am a Burt Reynolds fan, but fashion-wise.
Burt Reynolds kissed me on the lips.
You're kidding me.
I did a movie with
kiss
him.
Kiss him again.
Oh,
you had a movie with Burt Reynolds? Of course you did.
The last movie that he was ever in.
What?
It was like a small independent film with Ariel Winter from, look at my lips on there.
I'm gonna keep that. She got her lips. Y'all look at
just a little, just the bottom one.
Even you think he's hot.
Of course. Oh my God, yeah. Look at him.
I'm straight.
Also,
Miss Colin singing and I brother got you confused. I don't even know my body count, but it's been all dudes. Oops, all dudes. So I mean, Bert could be daddy, but he's historically not been one to like.
He was short.
Remember how we talked about all the fucking penises just like hanging out inside of her while she's getting there.
John Hamm.
Okay.
John Hamm. Oh, you're amazing.
John Hamm. Trying to find a picture of John Hamm.
That's what my comment
John
is.
Is it Hamm? Ham?
John Hamm. Yeah, from Mad Men.
Yeah.
She was just asking me, one of my jerk off jams. But I mean, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. So, like, the original people I was touching myself to were Jonathan Taylor Thomas
and JTT,
sometimes I was touching myself to the milk mustaches I cut out of magazines like Oscar De La Hoya and Neve Campbell.
I always loved Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Who was that?
Oh, from Third World Rock from the Sun. The Third, what is that called? What's that show?
Yes.
Yeah, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
I was.
He's very specific.
I sat across from him at an Aspen family Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
For a second?
In just a kind of an roundabout way.
Mm-hmm. This is the Third Rock from the Sun dude.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is? Joseph.
I love that that's the one credit you're giving him. He's been an all
Levitt. That's a nice Jewish name.
That is a nice Jewish name.
Which means he was probably blessed in the britches. So,
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
No, you didn't get very far with him. Did you have dessert?
No, I wasn't even trying to get anywhere with him. I was dating a member of the family where he was around.
Oh, he's
also,
darling.
He's
also
darling.
I loved his character and I, was it 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yes.
His dimples. He's darling. Oh, my darling. God.
He's, look at him.
Adorable.
And when he was younger, too, he was my number one crush.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. My number one would actually have been Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay, he was
face.
He's cute. He's cute, but he ain't Scott Eastwood.
I think I just saw him in the movie Don John, and I thought it was trash, and it's caused me to have a cloudy feeling towards JGL. But he's all
right. Yeah, older's not the same. But most men age well, though, which is bad.
Oh, he'll be daddy.
Do you know who has aged like a fucking fine wine? Dr. McDreamy.
Oh. Dempsey can always get.
Yeah.
Holy you want to talk shit. About another system.
My God, today.
I want to have Grundle play with him. I don't even know what that means.
What play?
I think it was Grundle play.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I think I would.
It's a new thing for what I'm going to do for Patrick fucking Dempsey. Grundle play.
Okay, cool.
PD?
I was just saying, I'm not hip to shit. So you could have just been describing something that everyone
knows
about.
You were
about
the rest of the Gen Z
I think she made up her own little phrase. There.
I did.
I think she got it from her daughter's coloring book.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's. Look at the way I'm holding this. No one at this table is doing great. I have my fingers in here like a Chinese finger trap.
The Cornbread Cowboy's got one of those things. I've seen one of those things on the floor. It says,
chill out,
check
Cody
it out. That's Clint Eastwood's son.
Go get your paycheck.
Shit. See, that was my when I was a kid.
And he's single.
How old is he?
He's an actor.
He's in his 30s.
He's like my age or two years younger.
Wowie Will Bowsers.
That's my man crush.
Yeah. I had a thing for Clint Eastwood when I was growing up. Younger Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
What a great jawline. Yeah.
I always loved Johnny Knoxville too. As I got older.
Yeah.
God, that potato salad looks so good.
He would like me.
He would.
Who's got potato salad? I want some.
No, you're very. Oh, you know what's so funny?
I have some.
I don't
in the
go
fridge.
Anywhere without my fucking
potato salad.
I literally have a container
of potato salad. Oh God, I would lose my mind. That was like the guy with the nuggets. Yes. If I had fucking potato salad in my.
I used to love to cook.
And then since my divorce and I have my daughter every other week, I don't know how to do it just for her and I. And then
it's hard to downsize, just me.
So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? So I'll just get basic shit, chicken, vegetables, and potatoes. But if you have any, you love to cook. You are a cook.
I do love to cook. Well, I mean, that's good meal prep is roasted veggies and potatoes and chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just did some muffins today. Chocolate protein muffins. But
I'm
turning into a muffin.
No, you're not. You look amazing.
Girl, I'm so. But
I heard that you are on a journey.
If I had
journey.
Your curves,
is
the
that correct?
World would have burned down.
Girl, you were so darn. Well, I had to work for these things and then.
I got assaulted with an anchor.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Proper body.
Hannah, you don't. You're curvy and beautiful. Also, there's something to be said. I, with Charlie, at 9 months pregnant, got up to 220 pounds.
How'd you get it off?
My father weighs that. And then I carried a good 190 for three years. By working my ass off in the fucking gym and eating properly.
The chicken and the vegetables.
Boom,
and the macros. You can't eat macros. Protein.
It's just a testament to this everything is gradual too.
Yeah. I mean, it's taken that long.
Yeah, like, sure. And it will continue to.
It still is right now. You know? Like I cut like alcohol out. I lost like another 10 pounds in like
I don't drink,
4 months.
Except for the other night, but yes.
I am right now, but I was doing it. Like, I love wine and cook. When I was cooking dinner for my family, you're like, and there's a whole fucking bottle again.
I haven't drank Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You're also going through a divorce, like past the divorce, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're close to the epicenters of grief in your life, there are just going to be decisions that are made to get you through.
Mm-hmm.
That are meant
coping.
To soothe, you know? Coping.
Just, coping.
Whether it's, you know, getting over booze. Somebody by getting under someone, exactly, or whatever it is.
My grandmother
says
that. Yeah. So get it all. That's what we do. That's actually how we cope.
Yeah, like that's actually fine. And, you know, there's like... Our
well, food is love for a lot of people,
course.
Too.
Of course,
yeah. It's a comfort food, too.
Emotional eater. Used to weigh 300 pounds, though.
Did you? Look at you. Linda.
Yeah. Linda!
Killing it, Linda. She's killing it.
You weigh 300 pounds?
Yeah, look at this on my Instagram. Bitch. It's down there. I used to be.
I guess I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
Because then she busted her fucking knee, but for a minute she was gym rat.
I'm trying to get back into gym rat. I want to be.
So that's what
tell
I
Hannah
say.
How you did it. What's your choice?
Jump rope.
Weighted
jump rope.
God, really?
Yeah.
I worked out today and I need to. Gosh, my underwears.
That's the worst feeling.
Getting
there. Pull it out.
I did.
There you go.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lift. No, I did. I still have them. I have a 1/4 pound, a 1 pound, a 2 pound, and then I have another one.
I'd have a heart attack.
What happens if you bang yourself in that?
You don't. I'll tell you, I've done it a few times because with the 2 pound rope, I try
to
do this.
Is it how we turn the arms and all?
Yeah,
you can do hard things, Mom. I don't know how I need to speak to you to motivate you.
I could do it.
It was honestly one of the best workouts.
Pray, sport. You can, you know.
How do you change your diet?
I can speak housewives too. I got it.
Amazing.
What was that?
How do you change your diet?
My diet? I stopped eating bar food.
I like it.
So stop eating late, bar food, greasy.
Yeah, well, I was working next to a bar and then I started driving semi trucks. And once I started driving trucks, I wasn't next to the bar.
What
so,
a boss.
Yeah.
Started driving semi trucks.
Yeah. Actually, I should say I went back to driving semi trucks because I just took a little hiatus.
How was that experience for you?
Being a truck driver?
Yes.
I loved it.
Are glory holes a real thing?
Yeah.
I know you don't and know because it's not in your bathroom. But
yes, they used to knock on my fucking door. It used to piss me off because
what
I'm
is
like,
it?
Lot lizards. It's a truck park hooker. How do you say that?
It's a sex worker a prostitute.
I would be good at that job.
I didn't even used to do stand up. That's how I miss it.
Good at that job.
You'd be too good.
And you were a lot lizard.
Yeah,
I tried to be a lot lizard.
I tried to show her little Tokyo, and next thing you know, I'm on the road, bro.
Hannah was a lot lizard. I love you.
Yeah, we met at a Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I tried. Like I said, I slung some lady sashimi, and next thing you know, I'm on a podcast, bro.
Amazing.
But
Buc-ee's have classy ones, though. They have classy lot lizards.
Well, really? they don't let semi-trucks park at Buc-ee's, so there are no lot lizards.
Well, you don't know that.
Loves is another situation, from what I understand, right? Bless.
That's where it has glory holes,
what
too?
What did you charge? What's the going rate? I'm just curious.
9/11. I have no idea.
9/11. Damn it.
Never forget.
$9.
I know. I remember. I'm a New Yorker.
Why
I'm
not go a little bit more serious. Or 1,000. Right?
I was just walking
Lord,
into senior
Jesus.
Level
easy
physics
does
in
it,
Cornfields, Indiana and was like, this is not good. I don't know what's even going on, but
also
scarred.
Glory holes. Is there only one size hole for everybody? Because like, or are there different?
There's one hole.
There's just one hole.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if it was like, that would be cute if it was like little size holes. Like getting a ring fitted on your finger.
Blastic.
You know? You just.
No, I hear you. It's just the thought of the sentence of cute and glory hole being together.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to make it very mindful, very demure, very cutesy glory hole is LOL as fuck to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, no matter how you glory hole it, why are you, you know, like this to me? Is there a one size fits all?
Also, yeah, you can't give them multiple sizes because every guy's going to just put theirs in the biggest hole.
Sure.
Yeah. You can't give them options. They're going to go, that's the biggest I'm big.
Exactly. Yeah. Make it fun for them. You know, make it like a little get. If well, I would. I'm going to start going either. Around Loves and making my own holes in bathrooms.
I want you to.
You're welcome. You that can was do my that. Hole.
You can do that as your DJ.
I did that.
You can DJ also. DJ Glory Hole, dude.
That's my tiny little drill bit.
I didn't know what a glory hole was until about 2 years ago.
You're going to say until about two touring. Minutes ago.
No. Very familiar. But yes, like, and then like, oh, it was that thing from that Cameron Diaz, Christina Applegate movie.
Oh, right. The Sweetest Thing.
Yes.
Great flick. Yes.
Oh, she gets stabbed in the eye with it. Because she was like, what's in the ear?
Cinema.
And the maggots in the car, they're throwing together.
Yeah. What a great movie. I need to watch that again.
How is Christina Applegate? Isn't she like that?
Not good.
So sad.
Not
good. No, what? It's so sad.
I mean, I think just what's going on?
She's got MS.
Or stop
yeah,
then.
No, MS. It's the same as who is the other actress?
Sam.
Delicious. She's delicious. Selma Hayek.
Okay.
Really?
Not Selma Hayek. Selma Blair.
Okay. Yes.
Who was also in
Cruel Intentions? Also from Selma Blair. I'm like picturing her.
Yes. I don't think she was in Sweetest Thing. Yes. Cruel Intentions.
Love it.
She had MS or has it.
Well,
but I think she's doing better. I don't think the same for Christina Applegate, which is fucking devastating.
Poor
because
things.
Married, which she's so hot and talented and seems so fucking kind and beautiful. And
and she still God is. And that's the reality of, you know, where we're at and kind of why, you know, it's well, just
we do, your diet and all
we do what we can do as we can do it. And also it's like, I believe very deeply in like, our mechanism's ability to like heal and at all times sir. Different things being on the horizon that we don't see coming yet. So even as much as I'd like to be like, oh yeah, Christina Applegate's best days are, you know, in behind her.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, you know, it's
sure.
like, think about Magic fucking Johnson, dude. He got HIV when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Still has it and has always had a better life than me.
Yeah.
I saw him clapping at the Dodgers game and I'm a Yankee fan. I was like, fuck, this dude should have been dead. That's crazy.
Should have been dead.
Good you had that fucking Lakers money, prick. I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's probably a
very, very nice
not
guy.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, sure. Well, you can, have you guys ever seen those that documentary that you can heal? There's people who are diagnosed with like stage 4 cancer.
Oh,
and
fast,
then go to fasting.
But yes, I believe in spontaneous
like
healing.
Six months of fasting, because that's the most
there's
extreme.
There's some verse in Proverbs, but
and they go, no signs of cancer
herbs,
anywhere.
How we put plants and herbs here to literally heal us. And I'm a hippie, so I bought some of these holistic books about like all these natural remedies and stuff. And like this morning I learned you can rub witch hazel on your abdomen to help with constipation or with diarrhea. It's like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah. And castor oil, too, on your
that's
belly.
What it is.
Castor oil.
Yeah.
I use castor oil on my face every night.
Is that why you look like a goddess?
I don't know. I just fucking love to. It's so thick, and I put it on my
eyes.
So
what is it?
That's my moisturizer now.
Really?
Yeah.
I still do, like, in there, too.
Castor oil is what it is. Not witch hazel, castor oil.
I'm trying it right now.
Witch hazel is also great. Makes a great toner.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It's antiseptic, so it's gonna, you know, it's like if you had to clean something, like, or you know,
like
or
vagina,
had like a bite,
or someone else's.
You can
grumble.
Use witch hazel.
I gotta order some on Amazon. Hey Siri, set me
not,
a reminder to
not
do
my
that.
Grumble garden.
I love that you've opened that kiss, but you haven't eaten your kiss yet.
I have a little bit of restraint despite this
that.
Entire.
I love that.
This thing.
God, my friends joke they're gonna bury me with a bucket of chicken because I just, you know, I love to eat, but I love fried chicken that much. What?
Well, you're amazing. It's
you
I love I, you are Tana the Hannahs.
I do
because
not
I just met. I know
don't
Sydney.
Include me.
Don't include me.
I'm a squeezy boo.
You both like me. It's so fucking just dope to like meet other not just females. It's human beings. Females are notoriously like not, but that's what we need the most.
Speaking of healthy, there's a woman owned meat company. Since we're talking about meat and women and
what's meat
company?
Of course.
It's called Moik. It's called Moik, but I think she was on Shark Tank or something, but it's ethically raised, humanely sourced meat. Like the animals, they're not caged, they're pasture raised, they're not injected with all this stuff. So like a chicken thigh that we buy in the store is yay big. But theirs are like, they're natural. Mm-hmm. So they're like that big, but Moik, but it's woman owned. Nice. And it's called M-O-I-N-K. Anyways, but and they're out of Missouri, not Indy, but Missouri. But they're
I'll check it out. Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, because you're worried about what we're putting into our systems, it'd be a really good, there's a good place to, you know, support
women. Fuck yeah, support women, support small business, support like just bettering yourself. Yeah, and support yourself.
And support yourself.
It's,
exactly.
It's actually really, really difficult to eat like that all the time. They make it impossible. It's fucking impossible. Unless you got your own farm out there somewhere.
That's true.
But you can,
you know.
I can burn the hell out of some leaves, but I cannot. I don't drink them. I can't grow a tomato plant.
Yet.
So what's the secret to being a good gardener, darling?
Pray.
I'm gonna get your number. I'm gonna call you when I'm trying to grow tomatoes.
Pray. You gotta pray over the garden.
Or send me your produce and I can can the produce for you.
Stand up is my only job. I've spent at least the last 3 to 4 years, half of every month, somewhere else other than where I've had my address or my actual bed, constantly in flux, live on the road, love it. You know, so like we make a lot of concessions towards, you know, just like things that are elevated, like, you know, we're talking diet, etc. You know, and even just like me with my mental health, like, bro, I sometimes just have to have like an emotional support Dairy Queen. Like I've told my kid sister, where I'm like, Carmella, I know it's not good for my microbiome, but intuitively something says have sugar and it's better than the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, but I just say to you, I think all we can do is like what we can do.
Yeah.
And so like any little improvements are better, you know?
Yeah.
So if we're just like a little bit more thoughtful about chicken or where our money is going as best we can.
That's
people get too fucking stuck in the like, all or nothing.
Yeah.
No, it's just a little something.
Yeah, make practical adjustments.
Sorry, but if we'd been around 200 years ago, we wouldn't have like literally any of these decisions to make.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to be like, we got big time to go outside in nature.
Yeah.
And spend time with my kids.
Once you put yourself just right here, you're closing all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're a fucking river, right? And we're supposed to veer off. And that's called being open-minded.
Yeah.
Right? And like hearing both sides of whatever we live. We all live in this fucking world together. There's not just right here. Okay? We got to be able to venture off over here, have little conversations. Maybe start a new little fucking river.
That's
have
right.
Have more conversations over here.
Yeah.
Expand your mind.
Yeah.
Which opens your soul, your heart, really and new opportunities.
For your people.
Chicken Express.
Of course,
seasoned salt.
That's fucking life. Right.
That's the fucking point. Damn right.
But
I don't
want to
talk to
people
who are just like television. They're like, this is the only way.
Well, I mean, that's what forces us to. Well, that's what causes you to be provincial and close-minded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you talk to people that have different experiences. And
yeah.
I was a journalism major, so I like to do my research.
Yeah. Did you work at the local Gazette?
Shit, no. It didn't require any math.
Straight to the top.
It required the least amount of math and zero science. So I said, sign me up, go dogs. So I like to go to the people.
Yeah.
I don't rely on any news source. I go to the source.
Yeah.
And then when I find consistencies, and their people's and separate people's stories, I'm like, okay, that's, I'm going to take that for the truth for now.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah, but how many people are approaching, you know, that level?
No, I mean, not enough.
That, you know, and that's why we're in where we're in as a nation, as a globe.
As a music industry.
As all of it.
Comedy, we were lying on the top 40 and what we're being fed instead of going out and finding great music for ourselves.
Oh, but not like, me, baby. Not me. Well, yeah, I am the underground searching.
You know the shit. Yeah, but not everybody common. Is.
I'm listening to people and that
fracture us off.
Well, I don't want to double talk. I listen to artists that have less than 100,000 views on their songs.
But you're from Texas and y'all have like a thing. There's like something in your blood that y'all like are born to appreciate what's not the mainstream. You know what I mean?
Well, there's so many talented motherfuckers in this fucking world. There's so many talented people in this world that I love to. And I love when people just are, they're you, they're me, they're you. And you just want to be like, I need to create. I need to have a voice.
Yes.
I need to just do fucking something. And if you're brave enough to put yourself out there and do something that you fucking love because you have to, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Here for it.
I'm here for it.
And those people are usually the most talented ones.
Hallelujah.
I just want to be one of those people, you know what I mean? That causes people to take.
Yeah, that are not even. It's because.
What?
I just like. You know,
entertain us. Mike is like.
Get on that soapbox. But I also just want people to have to consider some things.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. You know? That's it.
I have to consider that my experience is not everybody else's.
Mm-hmm. You know, soapbox.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I consider where my. Where my roots lie and what I've got to be true to as well, you know, and that's what I've got to consider. And that God is love and we got to leave with love.
Hey, let's go.
And we just leave with love.
Let's go. I love God. I love me, God.
I love love.
I love love.
I love love.
I love big dick. I love big dick from top
parents. Shondo.
Shondo.
Lord, forgive me.
Shondo.
But you're freaking awesome. I want to talk more about music.
Yes, baby. What can we?
I mean, we talked about it briefly, but I want to talk about it again. You said you have some shows coming up.
Oh, I do. We're finishing up the. I'll be in Europe. I'm kind of excited.
Oh my God! Where?
I'm going to Stockholm. Yes. I'm trying to learn my Swedish. Okay, what is it?
One that shit was going
Establecure. I don't know. It's going to be fun. My name is Hannah.
That's hot.
I like blonde headed men, so I'm real excited about that.
Oh, girl, they're going to be
everywhere. Oh, Hannah, welcome to Sweden. We're so happy to have you here.
Don't talk. Just, you know, just sit, honey. Just, I can handle the rest. Forgive me.
So you're going to Europe.
Going to Europe March. For that, though, I've got finishing up the rest of the year. I will be in Indy for New Year's Eve. So tell your Indy folks.
Okay,
to,
absolutely will.
Doing a little New Year's Eve bash over there. And I'm just excited to finish out the rest of the Don't Want to Be an Outlaw tour. Put out a new song called Wanted. And the opening line is, I don't want to be an outlaw because, shit, I don't, you know. But if the boot fits.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Saddle up.
Bag up. I can't wait to listen to all your. I'm a fan of you as a human being for the first time meeting you ever, and I can't wait to listen to your music because I love when you have something to back up the fucking music and meeting the person who creates that. You're like,
you're this. Wait, I want to come see you guys. How often are you guys in Nashville, like doing the Zanies thing?
I'm there pretty regularly.
I based like out of Chicago.
You might have. He might have seen me around the Zanies stage.
Yeah, she's on there sometimes.
Sometimes she.
I'll be there on Halloween, but this will come out after that.
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I'm gonna be Ray Gunn.
Oh, that's right.
The Australian break dancer.
Awesome.
Are you practicing your moves?
I don't have to practice.
Can we see real quick?
Yeah. Let's see what you got.
Do a little.
Hip hop. Hip-hop.
That's darling. What are you going to be handling?
Yeah. Nice.
I'm still running it through the processor.
Wire.
I have a lot of just like random things I could pursue quite easily.
You don't know what you want to be yet.
I mean, I could be like...
I think Wednesday is good.
Wednesday Addams.
You also don't have to be a costume that has to do with your hair.
I know. Okay. I know, but it's just so
but your
simple.
Hair is-
but like, but you know, even today, like I've definitely got that place where it's like I have good makeup. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to kind of like glam up, like in my 20s, that was something I was like really kind of like into. But now as a 40-year-old who just like overall, like I said, cannot stand the sight of men, even though I have not abandoned them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't need to put any extra effort.
I love to be ready to be around them.
Men are dumb.
You know,
they're smart.
So that's what I'm buying the one that you can tolerate the most, is what my man said, you know, and let things be there.
I'm certain
such a good flirt.
I've got probably two more divorces.
You're dripping in it.
I love you for that.
That's what's
up. One of my besties, we've always said we are the men we want to date. Because women, like...
Well, and that's how I feel. I'm not apathetic towards, like, dudes in general. But I feel so fulfilled by myself
that
I rarely think of them. Like, I don't wake up at any time and I think to myself, like... Oh, you know what I'm missing?
I need a
You're
man.
Like, to it. Not at all.
I respect the hell out of that, you know? Except for when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, it would be so nice.
Yeah.
They have dessert right now.
Mm. If I stay too long, they'll give me that.
I'm only 7 months out of my separation divorce. So
how long were y'all together?
10 years.
Okay.
Ooh. 10 years. So I don't want them around. Like, I love this.
And
I love when people tell me that I'm hot and beautiful.
You're
and
so
I need
hot,
that. Even though I don't need that validation, yeah. I still want that validation.
We've got it for you in space.
It's hard.
Don't wait to get too close. I'm not your soulmate.
Yeah.
So over here, but I just want you to like do that. So gotta find that balance right now.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be better about dating by working on what's going on inside of me. But
that's right. That's great.
I mean, I'm still, I struggle with it. It's like, I like the chase so much. It's like, as soon as they tell me that they like me, I'm like, ugh.
It's my Uber driver.
I gotta go.
Excuse me.
Let's see what he wants.
Hello.
He wants to pick you up.
Hello. Oh, 27 minutes away. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
For wanting to be safe your time.
Okay, thank you. You are awesome.
Beauty.
Thank you.
Wow.
He's the first woman that's done that. That's why I was an hour late getting here because I kept waiting, like, literally, like...
What the fuck?
Because What's it going? Took me, because it kept saying,
you're
like,
fine,
10 minutes
fine,
away, and then 30 minutes later, they were still 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a hold of anyone.
That can happen to me even in Chicago, where just it's like the traffic will make the forecast that they give you as far as the time is concerned.
But the forecast usually will tell you what that is.
I know.
So that's cancel ride.
But I've noticed lately, even anywhere that I am that I've been getting them, that the times have been where I was even like, was this happening before? And it's just felt like it's just going on as of recent. I think people are just like, fuck this shit. Get there when we get there.
Nashville just has some of the most horrendous traffic. I've lived in 9 different states, and the traffic here is just outrageous.
It is, but it's not L.A.
It's close.
With somebody else's dick, dude. Couldn't even do it.
I was just out in California, and we were driving around, and there were a couple bad, but it's like every day.
The traffic in Nashville, like, we all fucking know. Nobody really wants to talk about it. I'm bored just even saying it. But it is.
It's a reality. It's a hard, real reality. Anything that takes my time, whether I consider time to be non-linear or not, is still something in my constant consideration. And as a human who has been doing comedy, you know, and at least just breaking even for the past several years, it requires like a real mixed bag of not only everything from like my economics needing to be kind of, you know, like making sense, but also just like the quality of where I place my energetics.
Yes,
it's beyond the money. It's like my value system is different now. Like we were saying, I'm not a 20-year-old anymore.
Yeah.
So like,
you're like, that is my time.
Have to.
But I know, but also it's the same, it's almost the same feeling as like you're all stuck in an airport together and your plane's late. Like you're in Portland. So you can't be like fucking drop like you just gotta go, we're all in this together. No one's like,
and
I'm not pissed, I'm not angry. It's
for sure.
The worst. Also, I've come up like I think this is what traffic is to me now. I've had time to think about it because of all traffic. Traffic is the biggest music festival you'll ever go to in your life where nobody converses with each other. Sometimes we stare at a stranger through here, this way. Everyone's listening to music or something. Everyone's got something on.
Well, maybe that's what we should
do. The music
doing.
Festival with
thousands. Roll the window down.
I love that. And for me, it's meditative. And I haven't actually owned a car for the past 4 years.
How are you doing this? How are you getting
playing trains and automobiles? Like just me. I'm so used to just being my own. I'm like a professional.
No, but how are you getting around town, Hannah?
Lifts. lifts, a lot of money walking, on lifts. Buses. I mean, I probably walk 5 miles a day or more around cities because I work in and out of Chicago and LA. My base is Chicago. I crush that.
Do you just not want? I love a walking city. I mean, I'm from New York, so like that's
for
the
sure.
Best.
And
like,
I never had one. I'm from Cornfields, Indiana, and it took me like a long time to like fly the coop. But now I can do things in the way I like. And for I just haven't found a reason since 4 years ago when my car went kaput to replace it. And so I just have made it work. But that means I'm constantly on some mode of budget transportation because I'm also not at the level of like money where I can just.
I saw a Geo Prism for sale.
For sure. I hear you. And I know that the universe provides. There's never a thing in the world I can't materialize.
Yeah.
But just like, I never have to park a car. I've learned how to like what you're talking about.
Also, you're
but with traffic, I've, you know, even on buses, when it's like the most humbling, annoying because you're just like around every human in this little box thing, I've made it like a point of meditation. So like where you've been able to have these like moments where you're like, okay, I'm gonna take what's positive in this traffic and I'm gonna like jam out.
Love that.
I've taken those times to where it's like, oh, I'm gonna zen out. And
my girl is awoken. She is spiritual. Yeah. She is deep. You are deep, but you're also.
I know.
We're on same flow. I know.
I practice meditation for a little bit.
And it's,
touring. So do you have transportation worked into your contracts? Maybe not.
Not yet. I'm just at that as we're in,
but a driver. But a driver and your rider. No, they're not covering your travel, but you negotiate in front of it. But like as far as your hospitality rider, things that they could provide a rider.
But I'm not in our office with this. Riders aren't even, you can't even get a rider until you're somebody. And I mean somebody. Yeah. You can't even be like a person with like a big TikTok following and come in with a comedy rider. Clubs are like, here's your curtain wall and a bag of almonds, go fuck yourself. We'll pay you in a week when the check clears. Yeah, it's different than what we agreed upon. You're a girl. Call my bluff. Say something about it. If this chuckle
so it's than I love it.
It is.
I have more respect for my comedian.
I mean, there's levels to this shit. You know, so it's like the things that you're talking about, I look so forward to. Like, I don't yet have management. I don't get to, like, exactly shot call. But at the same time, because now I am my own manager, professional travel agent and a good one, you know, like I got like people with managers will message me about stuff like, Hannah, how did you get la la la, because they just know I'm out here against the fucking grain at all moments, high and on an incline.
But I have respect for that.
It's heavy, you know, because that's life.
I'm going to be your manager.
I'm self-managed.
Please, it's tough. Anything.
I'm going to manage you. I'm managing Hannah. She's my new. She's my
manager. And I'm in the most share.
I definitely.
Are you don't know this about me, but I'm in the most share mood I've ever been in my whole life.
Dude, I talk about shares. Fucking voice and her momentum and her.
I wouldn't be talking about that share. I meant like sharing.
I was thinking of Bob Mackie costumes and beautiful black hair.
Did you just slide to the White Claw?
What in tradition is happening here? Sharing is an icon. I just meant like.
But you've got that vibe, girl. You've got it about you too.
Well, but I know
Cher's got a beautiful voice though.
Woo!
My favorite.
Cher's a man.
My favorite girl.
If I could turn back time, do you believe?
Yes, go ahead.
I love it.
That's what I told Taryn that with AJ is out with the rest of the voice. I said, well, why don't we just do Cher impersonation?
Oh, I can feel some things.
Tramps
and thieves. This group could have easily come out in 4 variations of Cher.
Yeah.
Fast. But fast. Like where we could just walk out and use props from around the house. Next thing you know, come back in and all 4 of us would have been like,
you know,
Jesus Christ, that's
she and
decent.
Greg Almond banged on their first date.
I feel like I know this story.
And the chemistry was just like,
And so they like, he like proposed me on day two or something stupid like that. Oh, I'm getting that wrong, but I got part of it right.
I love hearing stuff like that. Same. Because see, this is why I'm also kind of like patient. You know, I was like late bloomer to everything. It felt like I wasn't hot growing up. It took me a long time to come into like my, you know,
hotness.
Yeah, I did. Cause, and also you can tell right now, I'm not trying to give men any satisfaction. They're getting it because I love humans and I don't want us killing ourselves.
She's getting off the it before they get satisfied.
You know, I'm a hedonist. I'm like, here, Hannah. Leave the fucking off. Let's feel something, you know? It's like, I've been given. I don't even know my body count because I've been told.
It's time to receive, girl. We claim it. It's time to receive.
I don't know my body count because
I'm even Stevens anymore.
Woo!
I can relate to that. I've been very generous. Very generous.
There's no reason not to be. To be honest, it's the only way to combat lack.
Yeah.
And there's abundance everywhere. Yeah. You know, so like whatever you also just, it's sow and reap. It's the law of attraction. What you put out has equal and opposite ripples. So like when people would get shitty with me or like kind of condescending over time if I've given like someone homeless money and be like, that's wasting your money. I always just, even young, was like, you don't know what a waste is or what I value or don't value. Mm-hmm. But also it's just kind of this method of like,
that's also not their business either.
For right. sure.
Yeah. So it's kind of like every date that I go on so far, even if it's been really fucking bad or good, I'm still making out with every single one of them.
I love that. That's good for you. Opportunity.
I'm like a kisser and I love to make out.
I can't kiss somebody until I, unless I like.
Oh, you gotta like them? You gotta be into it?
Yeah.
Like Demi
It's gotta be premeditated.
Tyler Perry, unzip the suit. It's Hannah pretending to. like this, Connor.
Wait, so in order for you.
I won't get the Emmy for that one.
So you're very, you're like, I need to have a connection. There needs to be something, a spark or something for you to put your mouth on.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it, like, I've got to like, be into you. I have to be really into you to swap saliva. And then you got to earn my PY. Like, it's earned.
Oh, that shit's earned.
This is
that,
a privilege.
Yeah, that shit's earned.
And all my girlfriends.
Well, no, that's a lie. If you're going down on me, that's earned. If we're just fucking, maybe that's a.
Sure.
That's
just, whatever I like you medium.
She's a giver.
Yeah, right now in my life. Sorry, don't listen to this, Mom.
I'm a whore in my heart. I'm a hooker in my heart, but I just, you know, I just.
It's a coping mechanism right now. I'm coping.
Well, honey, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm coping.
That's
real as shit.
Hooker heart, heaven too, huh?
Yeah. But I'm coming out the other side. Exactly. So now I'm like.
Hooker in the sheets, Jesus in my heart, in the streets,
and the other way.
So now I just make out. That's my new thing. That's safe, too.
Do it. Yeah. That's always fun.
So fun.
That's always fun.
I also just want to, I want people to know how good of a kisser I am.
I love this.
What's no one else will. Good kiss
no one else will. That's a good song.
I love that. Lake Street Dive. They're so
good. Oh, they're fucking good. So can we listen to them?
We should.
Oh, yeah.
And she's all like,
kind of like Alabama Shakes.
She's all like,
oh, yeah. Like, yes.
Okay.
Cool voice.
Yeah. It does sound like Hold On by Alabama Shakes. So.
But listen to Tell Him I'm a Good Kisser. In her feels over here, she's just pretty.
And then she's all like,
she's the reality show. Altered, like,
it almost sounds like Ruby Waters meets Alabama Shakes.
Well, I guess that's
have you ever heard of Ruby Waters?
And even now, with it about me, I find myself being like, can I just pop in
for a second? I've never heard of Ruby Waters. I think it's beautiful. I think humility is sexy. And that's really one of the things that's been a turn off about boys, too. It's like, you know, where's the hot guy that's humble? Because, you know, my ex is very good looking.
Yeah, it sounds like Ruby Waters.
And a little cocky too, though.
For sure.
Like,
where in the world is your handles, Ladybugs?
I'm Vanderpump Rules.
And Hannah, you can find me because I am Taryn Feldman's co-host of
the
Touch Up
podcast. Yeah, I know. I follow y'all. Your Touch Up. Okay, Hannah, I'm following you too. Right here we go.
Constance, Candace, Maury.
I love Constance. Constance.
What's your
Sandra,
handle?
Sandra. Maury Brown.
M-A-U-R?
M-A-R-I.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
Because I'm Mari like a calamari.
Okay, got you, got you. I'm falling now. Beautiful.
I'm just starting to shine right now in my life, Hannah. I've been very under the radar for a very long time.
You are so beautiful.
I like to call myself just what's in?
Y'all just had non-binary. Oh, that's why I've seen you, because y'all had my friend Hugh.
Yeah.
I love Hugh. Oh, my God.
He is.
We're always talking about you.
He's so funny.
You know, we just let him rip. You can't come in with you. You go. But you go.
She just interviewed me, too.
Heather McMahon. Yeah. God, I know. Fun. I saw you. I was
Brenda Carlisle.
Brandy
Carlisle. Yes, they put me on the worst dress list, but God, it was best press they could give me. I loved
it. They don't know.
Well, I mean,
I walk around life in men's dickies, and I think I'm the best dress. Like, go fuck yourself if you don't think it's cool. Who are you?
Sydney Bevere.
Yes.
What's your handle, Mama?
It's Sydni.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Yep. And then Stevens with a PH. Because my parents,
PH, like fat, PH.
I'm following you, Linda.
Yeah, Linda. Yeah,
I love that. Y'all are darling.
Y'all are darling.
AJ's so precious.
What in tarnation?